بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
All of us should feel we have a responsibility with regard to Gaza. April 10th, 2024. The control that the Zionists have had over global media outlets throughout these years has not allowed for any voice to be broadcast in favor of Palestine or against the Zionists. Today, however, this voice is being broadcast all over the world. They, the Zionists, spend money, they shout, they defend themselves, yet the people of the world are against them. People are against the Zionists. These are important matters. Lessons need to be learned from these things. Something is taking place. Everyone must do their duties, but governments really are not carrying out their duties. Now, I spoke about the European governments during the Eid al-Fitr prayer. Some of them may say some things at times, but not something firmly or strongly. They say something like, "Why are you doing this?" But in practice, there's absolutely no sign of action against Israel's crimes from these governments. On the contrary, they provide assistance to the Zionist regime. The U.S. helps them by providing them with weapons, as well as financial and political assistance. England and some other European countries also help them.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
But what's even more regrettable is that some Islamic countries are also helping the Zionist regime. When it is busy killing children, women, and infants. In my opinion, this is unfathomable. But sadly, this is happening. Islamic countries helping the Zionist regime is an act of betrayal. They are betraying the Islamic Ummah, and they are betraying themselves as well. This is because by doing this, they are strengthening the declining Zionist organizations. And there, the Zionist strengthening will be to the detriment of those countries. When the Zionists enter a country, they do not work for the benefit of that country. Once the Zionists gain a foothold in a country, like a mosquito, they suck the blood of that country for their own benefit. Those helping the Zionist regime are helping to bring their own destruction, let alone the Islamic Ummah. They must stop doing this. This was our previous suggestion, and this is definitely our suggestion now, too.
Allah, I wanna thank you.